Maybe not.
Roberta Heidman.
Here.
Stephen Front. Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
I believe she requested an excused absence.
Ricardo Hernandez. Stephen Kaiser.
Excused absence request.
Doug Kriegel.
Excused absence request.
Maggie Lapeek.
Excused absence request.
Ali Lexa. Yeah. Barbara Marbach.
Yeah.
Ishmael Parra. Reza Poor. Dorothy Wright. Myla, excuse absence, I believe.
Right. Yes.
Monsoor. Fernando Velasquez.
Here. Okay, this is last week.
Lisa Wong. Okay, we have 12 out of 4.
Ricardo Hernandez, one
question. So we don't have four.
One moment.
Wow.
Right. We don't have quorum. That is correct. So we're not starting the meeting yet.
I go on two, three.
Chair, I don't think I've been announced as being seated.
Correct. We have to have quorum. I believe Ishmael Powder is on his. It will be coming. So
we have 13 people.
5, 6.
I've counted 12.
13.
9, 10, 11, 12,
13.
You have to count.
Okay.
All right. Let me go through the people I have as absent, and maybe one of them is not here.
May I suggest different?
Sandy Childs. Ricardo Hernandez. Jan Goodman. Stephen Kaiser. Doug Kriegel. Maggie Lapeek. Ali Lexa. Ishmael Parra.
Did I count? You have 12.
No, they are 12.
Myla Reason.
Yes, that's
Monsoor.
Monsoor's here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Recognize
him as a member. There would be quorum.
It's Ali. Ali just walked.
Okay, Ali is here.
All right. We now have quorum.
We have to.
Okay.
And actually, you're correct, because we've had two resignations, that we should have quorum with 12.
Yeah,
you're correct. Okay. Thank you for pointing that out. At this point, I would like to recognize and seat our new local station board members, Lawrence Reyes and Lance Simmons, who are replacing Sabina Virgo and Dr. Paul Song.
May I have the floor for a minute, Mr. Chair?
Yes, we will. I will allow Lawrence and Lance to make some introductory comments. Thank you very much. Lawrence, please, you can go first.
I just want to say how much of a loss Sabina Virgo is to this board. But she's going to be a gain to the community, and I'm going to do everything I can to carry her name on and carry on her spirit. And then on the other hand, I don't have the so-called telephone number for the private illegal teleconference that's going to be taking place today. So I believe that I will challenge that when the agenda is discussed.
Okay, I believe that was emailed to you. If you would like, I can give that to you before we leave today. Thank you. Lance, Mr. Simmons, did you receive your teleconference number to call?
I did.
Okay, if you'd like to make a few introductory remarks.
I think that... do I need to get on my...
Yes, please.
I think that the loss of Paul Song is a great loss, and I will do everything that I can to try to live up to the expectations of being a board member. But I want to just state from the outset that I've spent 40 years in politics and public policy, the most important thing that any board or any gathering of individuals that are gathered for the betterment of other individuals is to keep comity, not comedy, but comity and civility. And it is incumbent upon all of us in this room to conduct ourselves in a way in which we can move forward. And sometimes that's very difficult for folks, I understand, because they're emotionally involved, and this is a very emotional set of issues that we're going to be dealing with. But folks, we got to keep it. We got to keep it on the level. And that's what I'm here to help to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Is there any objection to excusing the requested excused absences?
No.
Hearing none, excused absences are accepted.
That includes Ricardo Hernandez, right?
Correct. I heard that. Ricardo Hernandez did request an excused absence. Thank you very much, Fernando. Okay. Any volunteers for timekeeper? Mansoor?
I can do either one.
Okay. If you want to do individual.
Sure.
And you'll do segment. Thank you. Barbara Marbach will do segment. Sandy Childs is here. Thank you. If you can make note of that, Mr. Secretary.
Fernando
Velasquez is here. Ricardo Hernandez requested an excused absence. Okay. Are there any objections to approving the draft minutes from March 12, 2017? Hearing none, March 12, 2017, minutes are approved. Okay. Excuse me, it's not time for public comment yet. We will entertain you momentarily. Thank you. Approved proposed agenda. Hold on, you're out of order. Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Reyes, your point of order.
Thank you, Chair. So what I'm wondering is how, if a meeting didn't take place, if there's no quorum meeting, and it was shut down, how could we have minutes for that meeting?
Okay, last month's minutes, we did take roll, we did have quorum. So there was a valid meeting in place. We did make a motion to adjourn, and the meeting was adjourned. So there was a meeting last month, for your clarification. Thank you.
You should have a copy of the minutes, and you'll see they're very brief.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Next page.
Do I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda? Are there any objections to approving the proposed agenda?
Where is the agenda?
Okay. It was passed out to members. That's it.
Oh,
thank you.
Is this public
yes.
comment and closing business?
Correct.
And setting a time.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rice, you're not an acting member of the board right now, as you are under suspension.
Oh, and Jamie unilaterally suspended me.
Okay. Mr. Velasquez, you had a question?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let's respect Mr. Velasquez has the floor.
My understanding of Article 7, Section 6, members in public participation is the following. LSD meetings shall be open to the public and to all members with the exception of those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, and other matters requiring confidential advice of counsel involving commercial or financial information obtained on a privileged or confidential basis, or relating in a purchase of property or the use of engagement of services where the premature exposure of said purchase or sale in the LSV sale, sole opinion, may compromise the legitimate business interest of said radio station or the foundation. My understanding is that none of these matters are going to be seriously attached by this proposed format that you're presenting. Therefore, I truly object to it.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your point of order.
I call the question on approval of the agenda.
Yeah, well, it was already approved without objection. We're on the point of set time certain to convene closed delegates assembly.
It was not approved.
Yes, we approved it.
Take a roll call.
Chair?
Excuse me?
Take a roll call.
Okay, set time certain to convene closed delegates assembly, the teleconference. It's been moved that time be set for 12 o'clock. Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay, so let's take a vote on setting time certain to convene closed delegates assembly. Excuse me, public. Excuse me, public. It's not your time yet.
Chair,
point of order. I suggest that we take a vote on approving the minutes, as there was an objection, so a vote should be taken.
Yeah. Chair, I have a question. When was the decision made to suspend Adam? Because obviously the last month, and as far as I remember, there was no vote taken to suspend Mr. Rice.
Okay, you're out of order. We're doing a call of, excuse me, you're out of order. You're not supposed to be participating. If this disruption continues, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. If this disruption continues, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
This disruption is caused by your poor facilitation, James.
There is a motion to adjourn the meeting. Is there a second? Okay.
Why the fuck does Mike Adam have
this? Mr. Secretary, please take a vote to adjourn the meeting.
Adjourn the public part of the meeting.
Grace Aaron, to adjourn is yes. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Hey, there's already a motion on the floor, but I guess
please
it doesn't matter,
interrupt.
Right?
Ken Aaron?
Yes, adjourn.
There's a motion on the floor already. You can't vote on another motion. I thought you were Mr. Roberts' rules. Is everybody high here or what?
A motion to adjourn takes precedence.
I'm high.
Well, I know you high. Well,
excuse me, Adam. Rice, please do not disrupt the meeting again.
Use the mic.
Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes to adjourn?
Yes to adjourn.
What about the suspension of Adam Rice?
Sandy Childs?
They can't answer that in public because it's illegal.
How do I answer the question?
Roberta Eidman?
Yes
to adjourn.
Answer the question!
Stephen Frantz? Yes to adjourn. Jamie Gomez? Yes to adjourn. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Yes to adjourn. Barbara Murbach? Yes to adjourn. Reza Poor?
Let me ask you something. You called this. We're in the middle of a vote. No.
We're in the middle of a vote.
Hey, put it out of order.
You called it. No.
Answer me. Are we in a closed
Dorothy
session?
Reich?
Yes.
The chairman is out of order. Answer the question.
Lawrence Reyes?
Cowards.
President not voting.
Cowards. They're incompetent. They don't understand the question.
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes. Cowards.
Yes.
Cowards!
Lance
cowards.
Simmons?
Cowards.
Yes.
Answer
Fernando Velasquez?
What's the big deal? Answer
present
the
and not voting.
Answer the question.
Lisa Wong?
Answer the question.
Vote no.
We have 13 yes, 0 opposed,
zero.
The remaining abstaining.
What is your math? Where did you go to school, man?
Get the fuck out of here.
You can't even count to 13.
on the phone.
Can you give those stats again?
Wait, wait.
You are very wrong.
Meeting is hereby adjourned.
Okay, I'm speaking here as someone who's been begging for money, and I do not want to support a station or a thing that's supposed to be community-oriented who handles meetings but can't even communicate. I would have publicized this. I don't think anybody should support the station. You don't want to hear people. This is a farce.